welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's call. The conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Gladys Dutrieuil. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this ninth meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I would like to take the roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us for this meeting. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
And Vice Chairman David Sweet.
I'm here.
Thank you. A quorum being established. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances. The PUC office buildings remain closed. However, the commission is fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for May 6, 2021, and I'm going to call upon Commissioner Ralph Unora, who is the editor.
Madam Chair, review the minutes of the May 6, 2021 public meeting and move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Unora. You heard his motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion or any objections to the approval of the minutes? If there's no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved 4-0. And now I will turn it over to our Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through today's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with the recommendation of Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits that the Commission adopt the Management and Operations Audit Report of the York Water Company's Implementation Plan.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page two, and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page two, beginning with the tentative order canceling the Certificate of Public Convenience of Wee Hall Moving, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page three with the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Plastic World Recycling Incorporated.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second? Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page three, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the proposed rate case of the PECO Energy Company Gas Division.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I do have a motion.
Commissioner Unora.
I have a motion on the matter. I ask that my motion be entered into the record as if it was read in its entirety before the commission are the exceptions for PECO Energy Company general rate increase request for the gas operating revenues included in the request is the company's natural gas reliability project, which consists of three components. One, the installation of 11.5 miles of gas main. Two, the capital upgrades of the liquefied natural gas facility. And three, the construction of the new reliability station. While the necessity of the project is not questioned, the timing of its completion was questioned by the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement. Based on the record before us, I believe that PECO has met its burden of proof on the necessity for the natural gas reliability project and that its three phases will be completed according to the in-service dates as proposed by PECO. Therefore, I move, one, that the exception number one filed by PECO Energy is granted, and two, that the Office of Special Assistance prepare an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Unor. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
I heard Vice Chairman Sweet second the motion. Any discussion on the motion offered by Commissioner Unora? Hearing none, I am going to take the roll call on the motion offered by Commissioner Unora. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. Now, on the matter as amended, is there any further discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have a joint statement.
Vice Chairman.
Is our statement yours, the Chair, and mine?
You are recognized, Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you very much. Before the Commission today for consideration and disposition are the exceptions of PECO's gas division. The Commission's Bureau of I&E, the OCA, the OSBA, and CAUSE PA filed on April 26, 2021 to the recommended decision of Administrative Law Judge Christopher P. Pell, which was issued on April 12, 2021, in the above captioned proceeding. We support the recommendation before us today to substantially reduce PECO's proposed annual revenue increase of $68.7 million. We find the adjustments to be a fair balance between providing PECO with the revenues necessary to maintain and enhance its distribution system while mitigating undue financial hardship on its customers. As part of this fully mitigated proceeding, parties addressed matters involving PECO's Universal Service and Energy Conservation Plan, so-called USEP, specifically the affordability of the company's Customer Assistance Program, CAP, as well as cost recovery of universal service programs throughout all rate classes. Regarding PECO's CAP, CAUSE PA argued that the company's current program is unaffordable, citing that its energy burden levels exceed those established in the Commission's CAP policy statement. As a way to lessen the impact of a rate increase on low-income households, CAUSE PA proposed a series of programmatic changes to not only PECO's CAP, but also its low-income usage reduction program known as LIHR. PECO argued that CAUSE PA's proposal should be properly considered as part of its ongoing 2019 to 2024 USEP proceeding, as opposed to this rate case. ALJ Pell agreed with PECO, citing the Commission's recent decision in Columbia Gas, that energy burden and cap credit calculation issues should not be considered separately from other parts of a company's universal service program. We disagree with this assertion and believe the Commission's decision in Columbia Gas does not establish a precedent where universal service policies are exclusively addressed within the confines of the USEP proceeding. cap costs contribute to over 80% of the costs associated with universal service programs. And these are borne by ratepayers. Rate cases can offer an opportunity to, quote, look under the hood, close quote, to see how these programs and their respective expenses interact. Therefore, we find that energy affordability and its associated cap rates can be prudent for evaluation within the confines of a rate case. Similarly, on the topic of universal service cost recovery, the ALJ found that because non-residential customers do not directly benefit from universal service programs, it was not appropriate to change the manner in which PECO's universal costs are allocated. We would like to note that this argument is in direct contradiction to the order adopting the Commission's cap policy statement, which says that cost recovery is not strictly limited to residential ratepayers. We acknowledge that PECO did not propose a plan to amend its universal service cost allocation here, and we find that the exceptions filed by OCA and COSPA did not, in this instance, provide sufficient facts and circumstances to require one. For this reason, our vote today is limited to the facts of this case and should not indicate future acceptance of arguments that limit or deny what was approved by a commission majority on these issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion on the matter as amended? Hearing none, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call, still noting the comments as read by the joint statement of Vice Chairman Sweet? Any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing none, the matter as amended passes 4-0, noting the statement in the discussion read by Vice Chairman Sweet.
Turning to page 4, it should be noted that the first item on page 4, the formal complaint of the PUC Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Gurdy, Kimball, and Sun Limousine Service, has been withdrawn. Continuing on page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion, beginning with the remaining item on page 4, the application of Move Non Moving Company, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 5, both items on page 6, and ending the omnibus on page 6 with the application of Packhorse Moving LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
And or a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet. Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 7, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the application of Boring, Towing, and Recovery, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Ullman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, just a brief comment. I'm going to be voting no on this matter. I'm not going to belabor the points that I've raised repeatedly regarding these kinds of cases regarding compliance of insurance and the plethora of reconsideration motions and actions that we come before us at public meeting. This is rooted in an erroneous reading of the pertinent regulation, which has led to a hyper-technical practice by staff that I must point out is anything but customer friendly, and that many of these matters could have been resolved with one or two well-placed phone calls. It's a disservice to many Pennsylvania small businesses, and every meeting is cluttered with these cases. I know there's work being done to try to streamline the process, and wish that that work would come to fruition and that everyone could agree on an acceptable process. But in this instance, I will be voting no.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed, Sweet.
The motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet.
Continuing on page 7, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion. Both remaining items on page 7, beginning with the joint petition of Horizon North and CTSI, and continue the omnibus to include all three items on page 8, both items on page 9, all three items on page 10, all three items on page 11, all three items on page 12, and including and ending the omnibus on page 13 with the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania and Wholesale Carrier Services doing business as digizip.com.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 14, and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the affiliated interest agreement filed by Artesian Water, Pennsylvania.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
Sure, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Okay, Commissioner Unora, I heard you move. There must have been someone else that was moving, because I heard you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Sweet here, second.
Okay. Sorry about that. There must be overlap, because I did hear Commissioner Unora. So, motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 14, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the annual surcharge recalculation of the Pennsylvania Telecommunications Relay Service.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Holman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Coleman. I do have a joint motion with Vice Chairman Sweet.
You are recognized for the motion.
Thank you. I would like to ask that our joint motion be entered into the record as though I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is a recommendation to establish the Pennsylvania Telecommunication Relay Service surcharge funding mechanism for the period of July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2022. The recommendation is to continue with a TRS surcharge of 8 cents per line per month for the upcoming surcharge year. The TRS surcharge recovers the cost of providing calling services and equipment to individuals that are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf and blind, or have difficulty speaking to make and receive telephone calls. The TRS surcharge funds three individual programs: the telephone relay service itself, the telecommunications device distribution program, and the print media access system program. Last year, the commission was split 2-2 on the recommendation submitted at its June 18, 2020 public meeting to establish the TRS surcharge at 8 cents per customer line for 2020 and 2021. Last year, there were two votes to maintain the 8 cent rate and two commissioners who supported reducing the surcharge rate to zero. As a compromise, we proposed to establish the TRS surcharge at a rate of 4 cents per line per month for 2021 to 2022, effective August 1st, 2021. This compromise approach provides regulatory certainty, and the TRS program will continue to be adequately funded. Therefore, we move that the telecommunications relay service surcharge for 2021 to 2022 be set at 4 cents per line per month, consistent with this joint motion, and the Bureau of Technical Utility Service prepare an order consistent with this joint motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman. You have heard the joint motion of Commissioner Coleman and Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second to the motion?
In order,
second, Madam Chair. Oh, excuse me, I'll receive.
That's because you can't second your own motion, but
okay.
But Commissioner Unora has seconded. So.
Thank you, Commissioner Unora.
You're welcome, Vice Chairman.
Any discussion on the motion? I do have comments to place on the record, just comments from the bench. I do want to start off with saying what a difference a year makes. I do want to, first of all, thank all the staff and all the commissioners' offices for working on this issue. I know that, as you noted from the comments of Commissioner Coleman, where we were last year, and I know Vice Chairman Sweet and I have done our due diligence in terms of continuing to look at this issue, and I am very happy that he and Commissioner Coleman were able to come together with this compromise, which I do support the reduction. I do also want to say that I look forward to further potential reductions that may occur through the expansion of the contribution base to include certificated voice over internet protocol or VoIP providers as permitted by the VoIP Freedom Act. Any further comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. Is there any further on the matter as amended? Is there any further comments or discussion? Hearing none. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 4-0.
Turning to page 15. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all three items on page 15, beginning with the tentative order canceling the licenses of certain electric generation suppliers, and continuing the omnibus on page 16 to include all three items on page 16, ending the omnibus with the annual price stability index service price index report of Windstream Buffalo Valley.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 17, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt the proposed orders in all three annual price stability index service reports filed by Windstream Conestoga, Windstream DNE, and Windstream Pennsylvania, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a statement concurring in result only, and I have prepared three individual statements addressing the Windstream Conestoga, Windstream D&D, and Windstream Pennsylvania annual chapter filings before us, in which rate increases are proposed. And I ask that those individual statements be submitted into the record as their respective docket numbers, as if the statements were fully read. In this year's annual Chapter 30 alternative regulation filings, each of these companies proposed to increase residential rates and to do so by banking the entire revenue amount available in the current 2021 filings and drawing the required funds from their banked 2018 deferred increases. The company's Chapter 30 plans allow them to bank deferred increases for a period not to exceed 4 consecutive years. If the companies deferred the 2017 allowed revenue increases by depositing them in their banks as part of their 2017 filings, they should have 4 consecutive years to use them. By way of a simple example, using the plain meaning of the words, a one-year bank would mean that a revenue increase authorized but not used in 2017 should be available to be used for 1 full year up through and including the first anniversary of that bank, or in its next annual filing in May of 2018. By extrapolation, a four-year bank should provide the company's use of the 2017 banked amounts up through and including their May 2021 filings. If not used in the last filing available through the end of its 4th consecutive year, it then must be retired in that filing, but not before that. My position today is consistent with my first review of these annual filings when companies proposed to increase rates using banked amounts. I raised this matter several years ago. Any remaining amount in a bank that reaches its 4th anniversary and not used is retired. At the end of the 4 years, a carrier must use it or lose it. But a carrier has 4 consecutive years to use it before it's retired. Our orders acknowledge that, noting the companies are banking their 2021 authorized increases and are retiring the remaining 2017 banks. This is the intended and only logical interpretation of a 4-year bank. However, our orders are neither clear nor correctly applied. While we state the companies are retiring in the present tense, the 2017 bank and the filings before us, in practice, the company's 2017 banks have already been deemed to have lapsed at some prior unidentified and perhaps unidentifiable time between the 3rd and 4th anniversary of their 2017 banks. On April 6, 2021, the companies filed notice of their proposed rate increases that, while not necessary, should have effectively preserved the full 4th year of the 2017 bank for use at its last available opportunity. And in November 2020, we issued a secretarial letter approving use of the 2017 bank for a state tax adjustment surcharge filing made in August 2020 to be effective September 2020. Notwithstanding these facts, the companies in their annual filings identified the 2017 banks as, quote, forfeited, unquote, at some unstated time, quote, due to a 4-year limit, close quote, and withdrew the funds from their 2017 banks. Because the companies have not proposed to use the remaining time under their 2017 4-year bank and have not sought clarification, I am not dissenting from the approval of the orders before us. However, for the reasons I've now stated repeatedly, it appears that the companies, by and large, have acquiesced to what I believe is an erroneous interpretation and staff implementation of that interpretation in actual practice. Therefore, for the reasons stated, I am voting to concur in result only. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion on these matters? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0, noting that Vice Chairman Sweet is concurring in result only.
Turning to page 18, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all three items on page 18, beginning with the application of the PICO Energy Company and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 19, all three items on page 20, all three items on page 21, both items on page 22, and including both items on page 23, ending the omnibus with the application of TFS Energy Solutions doing business as Tradition Energy.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 24 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 24, beginning with the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking Order regarding use of a fully projected test year, and continuing the omnibus on page 25 to include both items on page 25, ending the omnibus with the petition of Evolve IP LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 26, and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt ALJ Long's recommended decision in the proposed rate case of the Pike County Light and Power Company Gas Division and ALJ Watson's recommended decision in the annual purchase gas cost filing of the National Fuel Gas Distribution Corporation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in, on page 1 of the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order regarding the secretarial letter issued in the application of PennDOT requesting authority and approval to rehabilitate a crossing in Luzerne County.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
So I heard two commissioners. Okay. Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, there is your motion, Madam Chairman, regarding the ratification of appointments to the Consumer Advisory Council.
Thank you. I'm going to ask Vice Chairman Sweet if he would preside while I offer this motion.
Thank you, yes. And Madam Chair, you are recognized for the purposes of offering your motion.
Thank you. On the appointment of the Consumer Advisory Council, I would ask that my motion be, I'm actually going to read the whole thing so I don't have to say the statement or read into the, spread into the record as if I read it in its entirety. Very short. Whereas the Consumer Advisory Council is a viable and effective working organization, and whereas the Commission is mandated by regulations to officially appoint and or ratify members of the Council, now therefore it is resolved that the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, pursuant to 52 PA Code Section 94.4C1-3, hereby ratifies and accepts the following appointments to the Council for the term beginning July 1st, 2021, and continuing through June 30th, 2023. Appointment by Governor Wolf, Sonny Papowski. Appointment by Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, Justin Udo. Appointments by Senator Tomlinson, the Majority Chair of the Senate Consumer Protection and Professional Licensure Committee, is Ralph G. Douglas. And Commission at Large appointments is Mary Bach, Carl W. Bailey, Lenora M. Best, Tim B. Hennessy, Ray Landis, Elizabeth R. Marks, Eileen Meza, Chad Quinn, and Sylvia P. Sims. That is my motion, Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Is there a second?
In or a second.
It's properly been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the chair's motion will signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any negative votes? Hearing no negative votes, the motion is adopted 4-0. And Madam Chair, I turn the gavel, the virtual gavel, back over to you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all matters to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we close out, I want to recognize a few things. Tomorrow, we here in the Commonwealth will recognize Juneteenth. Juneteenth marks June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers reached Galveston, Texas, the furthest point in the South, with the news of the end of the Civil War. Slaves were previously unaware that they had been freed more than 2 years earlier, when President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, or that Confederate General Robert E. Lee had surrendered in Virginia 2 months earlier. It is with great pride that I convey that the PUC will join this important celebration. To reiterate what Governor Wolf shared in his email to all employees, I encourage you to celebrate Juneteenth with the people closest to you or in service to your community. We also would like to recognize two additional things. I always talk about the retirements from within the PUC, but we also want to recognize today departures of two long-term advocates here in the Commonwealth. The first person I want to recognize is Tanya McCloskey, who has retired as the acting consumer advocate for the Pennsylvania Office of Consumer Advocate, or we affectionately call them OCA, as every acronym that we have. In this role, Tanya was responsible for achieving the statutory mission of the OCA to represent the interests of consumers before the PUC, similar agencies, and state and federal courts. Prior to being named as acting consumer advocate, Tanya was a senior assistant consumer advocate. In that position, she directly coordinated the activities of the office in the areas of energy, which included electric and natural gas, and telecommunications. She has participated in a wide range of activities in the field of public utility law and consumer law before the PUC, before the FERC, and state and federal courts. Tanya also participated extensively in matters relating to the restructuring of the electric and natural gas industries in Pennsylvania and was active in matters at PJM including previously serving as the OCA's representative on the PGM Members Committee and the PGM Public Interest and Environmental Organization Users Group. Additionally, Tanya was well known as a liaison with many other state and federal agencies in the area of the regulation of energy utilities and spent much of her time representing the OCA on various state and national boards. We just want to wish her well in her retirement. We want to thank her for her service representing the Pennsylvania consumers during her tenure with the OCA. I know that on a personal basis, Tanya was very active in different community organizations, you know, talking about the needs of the consumer, and I know that she has helped out a nonprofit organization that I am a member of, and on so many occasions, just spreading that message and giving the information to communities that really need it the most, and I do want to thank her for that. I also want to recognize John Evans, who served as Pennsylvania's small business advocate for 8 years. He successfully led a team of litigation attorneys, staff, and experts protecting the interests of commercial class customers in the Commonwealth. John also frequently represented the OSBA at capital hearings and at numerous state and national regulatory utility conferences. Before his tenure at the OSBA, John proudly served as a state representative for 12 years, representing Erie and Crawford counties. He also was an adjunct professor at Penn State Harrisburg for the past 11 years, instructing public speaking courses. He started his professional career as a TV anchor and a reporter for WJET-TV in Erie from the years 1979 to 2000. In his retirement, John is relocating to Naples, Florida with his fiance, Stephanie Lupacini, and they plan to spend more time with family and friends and play lots of golf in the future. Maybe Rosemary's going to fly down and play some golf with them.
Sounds like a good idea.
The OSBA staff shared that while they were certainly excited for John and his new everyday and Saturday lifestyle, they will miss him and his vision and leadership. And we here at the PUC will also miss John's presence and certainly wish him well in his future endeavors. As I always say, it's like part of the family. And even though Tanya and John were statutory advocates representing their specific areas of interest, I still think that they were part of the public utility team and areas that we all serve in. So we do wish them well. So there's nothing else to come before us. I just want to thank all of you for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. As I started saying in the beginning, our public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. I'm assuming there's no discussion. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. We are officially adjourned. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.